thousands of police officers manned barricades around the convention center, forcing small groups of demonstrators to official protest zones well out of the way. Back in February, some rioters pried bricks out of the sidewalks to throw at police, so this time the bricks were glued down ahead of time. One banner across a mountainside declared, "I want universal suffrage." Another at a construction site said, "End one-party dictatorship." But the subtlest message flashed in lights for just about a minute or so on Hong Kong's tallest building, the International Commerce Center. Nine numbers counting down from 979,012,493, the number of seconds remaining in the 50 years following the British handover in 1997, the period when China guaranteed limited freedoms in Hong Kong under an arrangement called One Country, Two Systems. Artist Samson Wong told the New York Times, "We hope to deliver this work to illustrate the highest anxiety of the Hong Kong people." Emily Lau, the head of Hong Kong's Democratic Party, was among a delegation that met Zhang Dejiang at a reception. In an interview with the Times, Lau said she told him, "People are very, very frustrated, and that's why some, including young people, are looking for a way out, including independence." She said his reply was noncommittal, but added, "I think he got the message loud and clear." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.